This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The man accused of killing 10 people at a South Boulder King Superstore remains hospitalized and mentally incompetent to face the criminal charges against him. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 23-year-old alleged shooter is at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo, receiving competency restoration, which means he's getting stabilized so that he can assist in his own defense. He has been there since last December. This means the trial against him is delayed. Victims who attended the hearing this week say they are disappointed. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty.
They are understandably very frustrated with the findings by the doctors at the state hospital. They also understand that the court and the prosecution have very limited options at this point in time when we're going through the competency process.
The judge in the case said there is a good likelihood the man's mental competency will be restored. He has another hearing in January. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The U.S. is working with Mexico to identify and destroy fentanyl labs. Ken Salazar is the U.S. ambassador to Mexico and a former Colorado senator. He told Colorado Matters fentanyl killed more Americans last year than guns and car crashes.
Both governments recognize the importance of doing everything we can to stop the growing scourge of fentanyl. And that means stopping the precursors and the chemical laboratories that are producing fentanyl both here in Mexico as well as some in the United States.
Some of the compounds used to make fentanyl are sent to Mexico from China. Salazar says a, quote, major law enforcement effort is underway to disrupt that pipeline. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 10:05 and it is a sunny day in Denver today with a high of 51. Right now it's 38.